splitting the moon, the knowledge of unseen. Al-Qur'an, the miracles of the last prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel We once again welcome you in سلسلة Miracles of the Last Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم It is the saying of the Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم That when you send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam once, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon you. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, leave everything. Just come sit in front of Madani Channel. Today's topic is very interesting. Miracles related to Jinnah. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, we're going to talk. Before we proceed towards our main topic, let's find out about jinnat, jinns, insha'Allah azza wa jal, from our Muballigh of Dawat Islami. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother Waqas, today our topic is very interesting, as I earlier mentioned, because especially in UK, I find many people that talk about jinnat, they want to know about them, and I find it very good opportunity to ask you that if you could please shed a little light on that about jinnat.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wa al-Mursaleen amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi wa al-shaytanu rajim bismillahi wa rahmani rahim. So jinnat is a creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Firstly, many people think that maybe jinnat don't exist. We have to think of aliens in our mind, we think of angels and aliens, but jinnat is, some people have this concept, there are no such things. We must know that this is actually a creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is made out of fire. They also marry, they live, they have children, how we do as well.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, as I earlier mentioned that little bit of introduction about Jinnat, you heard from Muballigh of Dawat Islami, but our topic is not Jinnat actually. Our topic is miracles related to Jinnat. Miracles of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam related to Jinnat. So we should not be completely deviating from the topic, but for your interest, we are mentioning a bit of more information. But let me mention you one more result of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in this regard. It is mentioned that Hazrat Sawad bin Qarib radiallahu ta'ala narrates the account before the acceptance of Islam. He says that a jinn became attached to him. He would obey him. He was attached to him. And that jinn would tell him the things to happen in the future. And in exchange of this, like when he would tell things of the future to the people, so he would receive gifts from the people, right? Money from the people and gifts from the people. It once approached Hazrat Sawad radiallahu ta'ala whilst he was sleeping and said, now jinn came and he said, what did he say? Wake up. If you know what is best for you, subhanallah, let us go visit the leader of Banu Hashim, who has come as a prophet from the descendants of Lu'i bin Ghalib. Hazrat Sawad radiallahu ta'ala further states, the jinn did this to me for a period of 3 consecutive nights, until the love of Islam entered in my heart and I left home to go to Mecca. Presenting myself in front of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him, he welcomed him and said, I am aware of how and for what you have come to me. Allahu Akbar. Aka alayhi salatu wa salam knows that how and why you have come to me. Hazrat Sawad radiallahu ta'ala said, that he had written a qasida in praise of him and requested the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to listen to it. Thus, qasida was recited, the last couplet of which is, be my intercessor on that day when there shall be neither any other for Sawad bin Qarib radiallahu ta'ala an besides you, nor a person who can cause gain. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this hadith has been recorded by Imam Bayhaqi. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we understand that how the jinn convinced this Sahabi Rasul, who became later Sahabi, to accept the Islam. And Aka alayhi salatu was salam, he mentioned that, "I know how and why you have come." Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there is another beautiful point in this account, in this riwayah. We understand that. And what is that? The praise of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he accepted Islam and he mentioned the qasida, what he had written for the praise of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba ikram, alim ridwan, they used to mention qasaid of Mustafa. They used to mention, in other words, naat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, subhanallah, Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala an, he was one of the great poets of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who would praise Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who would recite the naat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, today when you watch naat on Madani Channel, when you listen nasheed on Madani Channel, when you alhamdulillah recite naat in Mauludun Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's gathering, then alhamdulillah, what we are doing, we are following the footsteps of Sahaba ikram. They used to praise Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we have just heard a Sahabi Rasul mentioned Qasida in the Bargah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Naat khani maut bhi humse chula sakti nahi, qabr mein bhi Mustafa ke geet gaate jayenge. Inshallah, even the death cannot stop us praising Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, inshallah, azza wa jal, when we will go to qabr, inshallah, inshallah, if Allah wills, there also we'll praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, let's go to Brother Waqas and ask what next he has got to share with us.
Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, he says, "Once I was accompanying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I was with him, a snake approached the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and stood up next to him. And he started whispering in the air, the blessed air of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when it's like when he was talking to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "That's all right." Said that Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, he inquired, "Ya Rasulullah, what's all right? What was he saying is all right?" He said, "This was a jinn. And he said to me that prevent your ummah from using dung and old bones from cleaning themselves after they will relieve themselves. Don't let them use dung and old bones to clean themselves, because this is the sustenance of the jinns. This is what we learn. This is what the jinns eat, is dung and bones, old bones which you need. So when we leave our bones, we should clean the bones of our meat properly and recite Bismillah and put them to one side."
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there is another account I would like to share. Khatib has narrated from Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala. "We were once accompanying the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam on a journey, when suddenly an enormous black snake began to move towards him while he rested under a date tree. Now what happens? People intended to kill it so that it doesn't harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'Let it come towards me.' And when it did so, he put his blessed face near and spoke quietly to it. Thereafter, bringing it near to his ear as well, without notice, the snake then disappeared. All of a sudden, that disappeared, as if the earth had swallowed it. The companions asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, 'After you had allowed it to come closer to your blessed face, we fear that it might attack you.' To which he explained, 'This was not a snake. It was a jinn and sent from a group of jinns. They had forgotten some ayahs of the Holy Quran and sent this one to inquire about them. I recited those ayahs to him and he left repeating them." Subhanallah, subhanallah, did not, when they forget Quran, they come and learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. They embrace Islam on the hands of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There is a complete surah jinn in Quran regarding jinnat. Allahu Ghani. Dear viewers of Madani channel, jinnat, they also learn Quran. Now what is mine and your state with regards to learning Quran, reciting Quran, memorizing Quran, learning and then acting upon Quran? Allahu Akbar. This is what I leave on to you to think. What is our state? Where do we stand? How much do we read? Dear viewers of Madani channel, this Quran is a living miracle of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. I invite you to learn Quran. Alhamdulillah, now what Islami is teaching online Quran, you can find out how you can get admission and you can learn Quran. You can go to the madaris of Dawat Islami, you can go to Masajid where alhamdulillah free of cost Quran is taught. Learn your Quran, read it, recite it and act upon it.
It's also narrated that jinnas even come and use our clothes as well. If we don't fold them properly, we should fold our clothing, keep our burden, our plates and our cups hidden. Recite Bismillah as well. Also, when you come in your house and you close the door, recite Bismillah and close the door. This will stop the evil jinns entering our house as well. Mm-hmm. So these are all the things that we learn from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much attachment he had to every single creation. We learn this on animals, for people, for curing, for the skies, for the moons, and even for jinnats. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not have control over?
Subhanallah. Let me mention you one more dua of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ibn Sa'ad has narrated from Ja'ad bin Qais, four of us once set off for Hajj from our homes, and while traveling through the jungles of Yemen, suddenly heard poetry being recited. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Poetry being recited. After listening carefully, we found the following to be said. O travelers, when you reached the well of Zamzam, when you reach the well of Zamzam and the Hatim of Kaaba, then present our greetings in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who has been sent by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu as a prophet. Tell him as well that we have adopted his religion as per the instructions given to us by Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. This was unquestionably the voice of jinns living in the jungles of Yemen. Allahu Ghani, Allahu Ghani. This is the mu'jiza of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Jinnat are sending the greetings to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Isa ala nabina alayhi salatu wa salam is instructing to accept the religion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final prophet of Allah, the last messenger of Allah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, today we talked about the miracles of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam related to jinnat. Not only that, we also learned information about jinnat. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect us from evil jinnat. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We will come back with another beautiful episode of Miracles of the Last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Splitting the moon, the knowledge of unseen. Al-Qur'an, the miracles of the last prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.